From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. It is hot. It is humid. It is the perfect weather to snap on a 7-pound helmet and run around for 4 hours or 5 hours. Well, maybe if you're 16 or 17. High school football practice is underway, and so is our series, Friday Night Lives. Coaches are telling players that the sacrifices of August will translate to toughness this fall. NPR's Mike Pesca visited two top teams to find out if that message is sinking in, along with the heat.
Hey, didn't I just do that more? Didn't I just do that? Did I not just do that?
Two-a-days.
Did I not just do that? Then what the hell are you doing? Head up!
For soldiers, it's basic training. For accountants, tax season. For football players, summer two-a-days. This is the working-class town of Piscataway, New Jersey, home of the fear-inducing, high-flying Piscataway Chiefs. Jeff Ciro, the impassioned line coach, is a former chief, as are all but one member of the coaching staff. Sweating out this 94-degree heat are the players who hope to make this team state champion for the fifth time this decade.
Some guys are giving in to the pain. Some guys are working through it. You can tell a lot by going through these hot August workouts.
Head coach Dan Higgins is a policeman by night, working the third shift right here in Piscataway. Maybe it's because his father was the Piscataway head coach in the 70s and 80s, but Dan describes coaching this team as a calling. Though today, all the calling he's doing is calling out his players to reject fatigue and complacency.
Physical, mental toughness is the ability.
This is the start of the PM practice, and players seem grateful to be roused. A few minutes ago, many slumped on the bleachers of a stifling gym, darkened under that old public school trope that shutting the lights brings the temperature down a few degrees. This was sophomore Javier Cruz's first day practicing with the varsity.
It's not like killing me yet.
Cruz despairs there are tangible rewards of sacrifice all around him. More than a dozen Piscataway grads are playing in college on scholarships. The current team has a number of offers, including wide receiver Juwan Wynn, who didn't even start last year, but will be playing for Rutgers next year. Wynn took advantage of the off-season camp and combine circuit. Rodney Wynn was one of a dozen fathers who pitched a tent and grilled burgers in the shade as their sons practiced.
Me and Juwan been running around since February, going from camps, combines, everywhere since February. And, you know, he just been showcasing himself, trying to get a scholarship out of it, which he got out of it. But we put a lot of miles on the car since February. And now we're here in August. Yeah, it's been a lot.
About 75 miles south of Piscataway, another top-flight team absorbed a highly detailed lesson in punt coverage under the noonday sun.
Get the kill shot, but only take the kill shot if you got it. Wood has to be there for the kill shot.
The man speaking the jargon of kill shots and jams is Gil Brooks, head coach of St. Joseph's Prep. The Prep is a powerhouse in the Philadelphia Catholic League and has been nationally ranked as recently as a few years ago. Each year, the team spends a week at a day camp in South Jersey for three-a-days. Brooks is demanding of his players, but also of himself. As a lawyer, he often has to return to his office when practice ends.
I'm not a big sleep guy. I get 4 to 6 and I'm okay. I don't have other hobbies, really. You know, I have my kids, but I don't have too many other hobbies. I don't golf. I don't do too many other things except prep football. So
Brooks' players are similarly driven. They test into St. Joe's. As befits a team of thinkers, Brooks instructs through interrogation, constantly questioning his players as he coaches. It helps that Brooks' mind doubles as the encyclopedia of Philadelphia football. He casually references specific plays from games long ago, sometimes before the players were even born.
No one has any idea what he's talking about.
Dan Sweeney, a senior receiver, says the players are in awe whenever Brooks recounts a reverse by Cardinal O'Hara in 98, but sometimes they're just nodding out of obligation.
We've had a couple instances where kids try to fake it, but it never really works because he's got the most insightful memory. But we've learned to respect him so much just because of everything he does for the team.
Grueling summer practices are but one part of Sweeney's devotion to football. All the players train year-round. Football dictates family vacations and limits the scope of other extracurricular possibilities. Joe Sweeney, Dan's dad, is also a graduate of the Prep. He recognizes the year-round commitment of his son and of all the sons.
In all honesty, it'd be very difficult to miss more than a week or two. Because most of the summer session is conditioning. And if you are away from that part of the game for an extended period of time, it will show.
That's the fear and the fact. Every player on Piscataway knows if he relents, his opposite number on Sayreville may be powering through one more set in the weight room. Everyone on St. Joe's is driven by the vision of the guy he has to defend on LaSalle, somewhere, out there, outworking him. Hundreds of players in each conference, millions nationwide, in a collective network of worry and hard work, punishment and repetition. The promise is that it will pay off in wins. The reality is, half the time it won't. But at least this week, camp is ending and the season is about to begin. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
And we'd like your help with our high school football series. Tell us what you'd like to hear about, or share a story from your city or your town. You can do that by going to npr.org/football. You can also share photos and videos of your team destroying the crosstown rival, or at least making a good effort.